You're listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson, the podcast that tells you what it really takes to build a business and the simple steps to get you there. I'm determined to share with you the reality of easy, simple business marketing tips to make passive income so that you can start making money online. Hi, how are you doing today? I am really excited to talk to you about something that I do, that a lot of my clients do, and that I want you to do, which is how to make money doing what you love. Because there's plenty of ways to make money. And I've made money in normal jobs before, you know, corporate life. I've even made money in a business that I didn't love. But I always think to myself, why do it that way? If we only get one life and we only get one chance to be on this earth, then make sure that every day you're doing something that you love. I think things have changed so much from when I was younger, when it was like, you basically did a job that you didn't really like for about 50 years so that you could have about 10 years or 20 years doing what you love, travel or whatever that might be. And I think that that's a really limited way of looking at things, and that instead we can actually make money every day doing the thing that we love, whatever that might be. So how do we start off doing that? And why do I know that this works? Well, I know it works because that's what I do. I do something that I love every single day and I get paid really well for it. And a lot of my clients do the same. How do you work out what you can make money from when it's what you love? Well, there's a few different ways. But first of all, have a think what you're good at. Don't always think of it in terms of, well, what do people need out there? Like, where's the gap? But you know, like how you think about market research for business, it's always like, well, let's find out where the gap is and then I'll do that thing. I did that. So my first business, I was a wedding planner and I found a gap in the market for people that wanted cool weddings, which was the kind of wedding that I would want to plan. However, what I realized once I'd started this business is that although I was okay at it, I wasn't brilliant at it. I was okay at it and I could make decent money from it. I didn't love it. And every time it came to the day of, or the weekend usually that we were doing the wedding, I'd be a bit like, oh, now I've got to spend like 3 days on my feet talking to sometimes a lot of very drunk people at the end of the night and making sure that everyone's okay. They're normally quite stressed. And I realized that I wasn't doing what I loved. I was just doing something because I saw a gap in the market. So instead of that, I started to think, what do I love? What am I good at? Normally, we love the things we're good at, right? And that for me was explaining business in a really easy way, like a way without jargon, a way that people could understand and implement. So I decided to start there, like, what am I good at? And then you can look at, well, what are you an expert in? And that's where it gets trickier because people think, well, I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not the guru on the internet. I'm not the person that is known worldwide for being an expert on whatever it is that you do. And you might not even think you're the biggest expert in your town or in your village. That doesn't matter because the definition, the very definition of an expert is somebody that knows the most about a particular subject in an average room. And I guarantee you that something that you know about that you love, you are an expert in. You know more than an average room. Like, look around the room you're in right now. If you're in a room listening to this, what do you know more of than anybody else in here? And the way to work this out, what do people say to you? And remember, this doesn't have to be just about business knowledge. We always think that we have to make money from something to do with business. We really don't. I'm going to tell you about a few of my clients that have made money from nothing to do with business things. So have a think on, what do people say? Oh, can I just take you out for a coffee and pick your brains? Whatever that thing is that they ask you about, if you love that thing, that could be the thing that you can make money from. My first experience of this in a passive income kind of way was when I bought an ebook from somebody in the USA. And this ebook was about £49 or, you know, maybe a little bit more than that, but it wasn't overly expensive. And it was how to get round Disneyland with two kids under two. And it was exactly what I needed at the time because I had twins. And I kept looking online on how to get to Disneyland. I don't know if any of you have been to Disneyland, but it's sort of like a military operation. You have to do a spreadsheet and decide where you're going on what day and what are the hours and what are the magic hours and which restaurants have which characters at. And it was blowing my mind how you actually need to have a degree in project management just to go there and get the most out of it. And then I came across this person that had written this ebook because she goes every year. And so she was really good at working out for that age group what you need to do. And so I bought it without question because it would save me so much time going around the internet trying to find it out. And I had a word with her and said, hey, this is really great that you do this. It's really helped me a lot. How many of these do you sell? She sold enough that she was making on average between $10,000 and $15,000 every single month from this one PDF, which she'd written like 3 years before and just updated it every now and again. And she loves Disneyland. Like, it's her favorite thing to talk about. So she's in all the forums helping people, like, you know, in what kind of costumes they can get where and all of that kind of stuff. And because she was there, people would go and see what she does. And on her personal Facebook page, it would have a link to this PDF. And that's how she was making the money. That's how she was marketing it. And I thought it was genius and made me realize that there are so many things that you can make money from that you love. And you can make it in different ways too. Like an ebook is one of those ways. But if you want to stick with the semi-passive, like semi-passive income streams, passive income streams, other things could be courses. Like, can you put your knowledge into a course? And that could be a course that people just buy from a website and go off and do that you've already recorded. So you don't have to be there all the time. Or you could make it semi-passive and you could be there and you deliver it live, maybe once a week or once every couple of weeks or something like that. But it's already written. And because it's already written, like because you've already made the PowerPoint presentation or the, you know, whatever you're going to give them a workbook or whatever, it means that you can make money from it over and over and over again because people can keep buying it even 5 years. I have courses now that I've had for 4.5, 5 years that people are still buying. Other things could be masterclasses. That's something that people want. If they want to just listen to like 40 minutes to an hour of you explaining how to do something, they could buy that. I have a tripwire. We'll talk about tripwires in a later episode. But I have a tripwire that is basically people can buy something from me for £49 when they sign up to my free email list instead of £249. So for an hour, they can buy something that is just 2 30-minute video recordings with 2 workbooks to go with it on creating communities, on basically growing Facebook groups. That tripwire, that PDF basically and video makes me the same amount per month as my ads costs. So my ads generally cost me around £5,000 every month for Facebook ads now. And that brings me in 5,000, which means I'm getting completely free leads every single month just because I put some knowledge that I have, which I love talking about anyway, but I only had to talk about it once and recorded it and people buy that every time. Memberships as well is a really good way because with a membership, you can make money from something that you love, even if you are not the expert in it, even if you're really not the expert at all in it. I have a client actually called David that wrote an ebook once as a kind of bet on ferrets, on how to keep ferrets. He's never owned a ferret in his life. He just researched it and wrote this ebook. And he makes money from that book all the time. He's now known as an expert on ferrets when he's never even owned one because it was part of a bet. So there is always ways that you can make money, even if you don't have that knowledge, but you love the subject. So for instance, with memberships, you don't have to be the person that knows the most because you're going to be the curator. You're going to be the person that brings all the people in that know the most. I have a membership called the GSD Society. And 1 month we might be talking about LinkedIn in there or Instagram or Clubhouse or something completely different to do with business that I have no idea on. I'm just the person that curates those people and brings them in. And I make the money from it. So you don't always have to be the expert. And also, it doesn't always have to be about business either. It could be about something more fun that you can bring people into. So think about all these different ways that you could be making money from what you love. And then think about how you work out what this passive income stream, like what you could do what is the thing that you love that you could do? How I always work things out, when a client first comes to me and says, right, I want to do like an ebook or a course or a membership, but I can't think about what it should be on that people will buy that I love, we start with these questions. So the first thing we go to is, okay, if you have a business now, whatever that business is that you do for people, could you teach them to do that for themselves? So for instance, if you are a branding designer or a personal trainer, if people can't afford to come to you for personal training, or they can't afford for you to do their brand, can you put something together with a masterclass course, ebook, whatever, where you teach them how to do it themselves? Because they're never going to buy from you anyway because they can't afford you. So can you make a bit of money teaching them how to do it? So that's one thing that you would first think about. Then you would think, can you teach somebody to be you in one way or another? Now, that might be one of my clients is a hula hooping champion. Can she teach other people to be champions in hula hooping? Or the branding designer, we'll go back to her. Can she teach other people that have graphic design skills to become branding designers and make money from that? So can you teach people to be your competition, basically? Because there's no real such thing as competition. People choose people because of how unique they are, because of how they teach things, because of they resonate with them in or their life in some way or their values. So if that's true, then you can never really truly create your competition. And actually, sometimes it can put you on a hierarchy if you're teaching people to be a version of you. So that would be the next sort of place to go. Then I ask them, if they say no to both of those questions, then I remind them how many new entrepreneurs, how many people starting up in business there are constantly. And if that's the case, those businesses always look up to somebody that's already been there or has the knowledge that they need. So let's say I was starting up in business as like a coach, let's say. I would look around and say, well, what do I need? Well, I need help with PR. I need help with advertising. I need to know how to get clients. So anybody that is an expert on those things, I might hire. So the best way to do that is think of yourself. Think, have I had any jobs in the past or been in a position in the past where I have learned these skills that some of these entrepreneurs might need? So for instance, I had a client, Nicola, that came to me who was had a business that was nothing to do with what she brought out her course in. But I said to her, well, you know, what skills have you got? What things have you done in the past? And she said, well, I was a journalist. I was in PR for 15 years. Perfect. Did you love doing it? Yeah, I really love doing it, but I don't want to go back into corporate. Great. Help entrepreneurs with their PR skills because all entrepreneurs need to get PR. So she now has courses and a membership on exactly that. And she makes a lot of money doing so. And it could be that you were in a completely different field. Customer services, for example. If you're in customer services, it means you know the customer journey. I have another client that's in customer retention. So she's helping people in their memberships to retain their clients, because that's what she did in these huge corporate companies with customer retention. It's using the skills and thinking how they apply to entrepreneurs, to business owners who are a bit smaller, because we still need those skills. And that could be anything. Like one of my clients, Danny, she was amazing on stages. You know, she was really confident on stages. She was a singer. She could speak well on stages. She really knew how to tell a story. And so she started up her business as a speaker coach, like putting courses together to help people learn how to tell their own stories and how to speak, because that's what people need, you know, in business. And she had those skills, and those skills may have came from singing. Those skills may have came from a completely different area, but they were the same skills needed. So it's about using those transferable skills. So that's one way you do it. And then the next part of it, like let's say you can't think of anything that you've ever done in a job that you loved that you can make money from, have a think about your hobbies. What do you love? We just talked about like the hula hooping one. I have a client that has courses on hula hooping because that's her hobby and she loves it. I have a client that loves the theatre and she has this massive theatre membership, which she does brilliantly with. One of my clients has a book club where It's like a subscription box book club where you get little gifts in there as well as the book. She loves reading. You know, books are her life. So that's an amazing thing for her to do. And she makes money from that. Caribbean cooking, dating, potty training. Like, think of parenting might be your hobby. You know, what is the thing that you actually enjoy doing that you could talk about all the time? Whether you feel like you are an expert in it or not, because there are ways to bring in experts for something that you want to have a membership on or you want to have a course on if you are not the expert. Think about what you love first and then realize that you can make money from that. The biggest reason that people don't, the reason that most people say, well, I can't do this, it's already out there. But somebody's already doing it, the thing that I love. No hairdresser ever has said, well, I can't be a hairdresser. There's already one. You know what I mean? Like, why do we think online this is any different? If we were offline, it wouldn't be different. If you think about Brick Lane in London, it has like 50 curry houses on it. Nobody ever like goes, well, I can't have a curry house. There's already 49 here. They're busy all the time because people like different ones for different reasons. And that's going to be exactly the same for whatever you do. So if somebody's already doing what you're doing, as long as you're doing it from a place of authenticity, you know, you're putting your spin on it. This is what you love and what you want to do. There's no reason that you can't do it as well. People will come to you for you. There's plenty of people that teach passive income. There's not just me. That doesn't stop me being sold out in all my courses and doing huge launches of them and everything I do. And that can be the same for you, whatever you decide that you want to bring out. So before you think about what kind of passive income stream or business even that you want, think about what you love. You're going to be doing this for a long time. You want a long-term sustainable business. So make sure you're doing it with something that you get up every morning and are excited to do. I'll speak to you soon. Have an amazing week. Thank you for listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson. If you'd like to get hold of my guide to launching, go to lisajohnson.com/launch and let's get you making money online.